apartment, and the roommates have been f***ing, and they're f***ing each other, and you gotta go to the emergency room, and it's all a big mess. Okay? Use your brain. You've been taught by Dr. Ducky Doolittle how to deal with a situation like this. Okay?
I was gonna say she's almost over here. She's almost over here.
It's my theology.
And the crowd goes wild. Yes, they love it. They just love it. They can't get enough.
The rest of this I'm not going to play tonight because it's so horrifying.
Oh, yeah. It's stunning. The visual history of it
stunning.
Is
stunning.
See, it floats.
It's stunning.
And look what happens. See, there's nice guys out here with his cool hair. And then he comes back out. And then something horrifying happens.
That
this guy
chicken,
comes on. No, it's worse than that.
I can't really see in my eyes.
First of all, allow me to express my deep sense of gratitude and privilege at being the first male slave ever to address the...
Michael Pepe himself.
Just being the first male slave... was he the third female?
Wasn't that the same thing? Remember, I repaired to Hal's bedroom with Michael Pepe one night. We did some stuff on video that I think was part of that same speech. He had this long, one of those speeches that he does about. And now I was trying to remember, when was the Horchurch that you guys did the seance and he appeared? Do you remember what year that was? Because I was trying to figure out which of the billions of tapes.
90.
Everything's arranged by date.
695?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't...
Michael Pepe showed up. Oh, I think Philo slipped
in. In a great nimbus of light.
Michael
Pepe appeared as a traveling flash
blankets.
Of brilliant actinic light. Like the searing flash that announced the beginning of the atomic era.
They want to do the...
What?
Cerebrum communicator. Oh, yeah.
It looks to me like if you pumped air into it,
It
would just blow up into a giant Buddha-shaped rubber thing.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm going to piss on this radiator. Hold on. You guys were talking about electricity. Pissing on the radiator.
Well, that would just cause a stench, but wouldn't return a horrible jolt of electricity back to the scrotal area of the emitter.
Solidified electricity.
No. I understood that.
Yeah.
My strange friend
who ended up with grapefruit-sized
grapefruit on
testicles.
His face.
He ended up, really, they swelled up to the size of grapefruit.
Oh, you were saying that.
Purple.
Yeah.
Great day.
But still, my favorite.
That would have been
interesting. Always. Hey, man, here's on fire.
A guy with grapefruit-sized testicles. Purple testicles.
Testicles.
Oh, Mr. Testicles. Oh, yes, that great, great philosopher.
The
Greek
Testament
philosopher.
Of Testicles.
Testicles.
Exposed on the Agora for all time.
Nice
the open
sweater.
Space.
This movie that we're stuck in right now, this one really, it kind of makes me feel anxious about what's going to happen next. I think there's
creature
some level
with
of
the atom brain meets a monster that challenged the
impending
world.
Impending potential destruction of our very... souls.
But there's no more dramatic tension because we all know that's actually going to happen.
Man, like a huge weight lifted.
It is. It was like a weight lifted off our
shoulders.
Yeah,
I mean, once you just admit that we're all doomed, everything becomes easier.
Yeah, the depressive.
You don't have to worry, everything.
And then, of course, there's that anticipation that the clock
only got this many minutes.
Ticking time bomb, which means we have to torture each other to find out when this show's coming.
Here, take this water. Here, take this board.
How many minutes?
Members of the board.
Yeah, we know that the ticking of the clock makes you under... It's not so much anxiety as it is inevitability.
My
something that you know as ultimately the time will run out.
So it
and
stood
then
90 years on the floor.
That thing that you...
It was taller by half than the old man himself.
Then that thing that you
yet
wish will happen.
Will
happen. I heard a hollering guy out there. He's crossing his fingers.
Is he? Does he belong in our studio?
What's he?
Who doesn't?
Maybe we should open the gates
Everybody
of glory.
In the world
open the gates
can
of light.
If you cross both fingers, does that work? Don't you have to have to cross your toes and then your
Thank
legs,
you so much
your
for
arms,
pledging to keep
and your eyes.
The boundary.
Amazing radio
of
station.
And then you have to say some cross words to one another.
And then call 843.
What happened?
Then you have to work a crossword puzzle.
The runaway trains of contemporary
And then you have to join the church
cognitive
with the big cross
sciences
on it.
Crash on the same track, headed in opposite directions. The philosophical
you have
railway
to cross someone two times.
The noosphere.
You have to do it. That'd be a quadruple cross or something, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Opportunities to
I like those guys that are triple crossers. A triple crosser's got to really
beyond
be a weirdo. It's almost like, how can you be a triple crosser?
Wow, what
crosser?
A cool model train.
Seems like crossing should always come in Dublin.
Yes, it is.
It's a Disney, Disney small mine train.
Now, this music informs the listener that there's some salvation, partial redemption at the end of the anxious, anticipatory inevitability.
Look at that. Well, Hermann Göring had a great train set, too.
Hermann Göring, yeah. Hermann
what
Göring.
What are you talking about?
Between killing and running trains,
in the basement
choice,
of his house at Karenwald, he had a huge train layout.
I guess we have to go there now because it's all set on radio.
I feel like I was at Burning Man for a minute. I was getting ready to start dancing. It's going to spin around.
Guys, must have an enormous space in his house developed for these beautiful model trains.
They so what great. Happened to Francis E. Deck?
Yeah, well, and
a lot of
and
people ask that
DEC,
question.
Folks.
That's because they demand closure.
They
got to
know what happened. Was it really that he was visited by space aliens? Was
Some
he really?
He was taken up to
tortured by government
piece,
men in black
by
agents
wearing wow. black.
Was it really that Frankenstein eyesight? Had penetrated
the
his
Frankenstein theory. Eyesight control cabinet. The culture, bolsher,
that's
midnight,
right. All that stuff. It was,
look at that engine. Boy, that's
yeah, no, that's a real toy train, one that the kid can ride on.
It must go really? About 40 miles.
I don't know,
hour.
But I've seen one just barely bigger than that that you can actually had a little place you could sit on.
A tiny firebox in here with a fork-sized shovel.
Look at him. He's actually feeding that.
Here.
He's feeding that little tiny train.
He's stoking
boiler,
the firebox, and now
and it's actually working. He's using a, and now he's oiling the wheels.
Yeah, better, they have an intricate drive mechanism. But
now, that's not the way they do real trains. They don't get giants out there to lift the various
the
train
cars
parts
and put them there.
Put them on like that. I mean, look, he is going to ride on it, see? Man, he's the luckiest kid in the world.
Yeah, how does he luck out with his cool train
here? Why didn't we get lucky? Oh,
the
and then James Bond comes back.
Wow!
Just when we thought it was safe to go back,
these trains are actually
into the CIA,
controlled by Smush.
Suddenly,
Smush has to be
There's a war
Smush.
Going on with the executive administration,
or Spectre, the secretariat
not only that.
Torture, murder, mayhem, and espionage.
You know, the Speaker of the House is somewhat chagrined. Oh, yeah, Johnny English. This was great. Did you see this? This was funny. See the movie?
No, I haven't, but I was going to just because of the music.
Yeah, you should if you're a Bean fan. It's a good Bean movie.
Yeah, but funny. Send-ups of anything, you know, you got me.
Bean is sort of like the French English Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
He's kind of channeling in on that stuff that, you know.
Wittier than Jerry,
definitely of that that physical manic, face style.
Anything goes.
Hamming craziness.
And so it must be. If you want to claw your way to the top of the heap, one can't be restrained and drink tea and eat crumpets.
I mean, it's amazing. If you go back and just watch, The Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Actually, don't watch The Nutty Professor before you watch
You know, I saw the Nutty Professor when it came out in the theaters when I was a kid.
And they were so firm. Jerry Lewis had this perfect formula back then. You know, Cinderfella, the errand boy, the ladies' man, all those
the
were
the bell boy.
Yeah.
The disorderly orderly.
Yeah. Man, he had a string of them there. And I think it was when he got to, like, Cinderfella. That was about the same. I think the next one after that may have been
Over the Line.
Goes up.
It just hurt.
Don't raise the bridge. Kind
of that's when he decided river. He was going to bridge the gap
Frenchies
between
him so much,
atrocity and regular human.
Should be more
manhood. So it was. Of course,
wow, one of the
as the director, Jerry was influenced by Frank Teschlin, who had directed him and Dean Martin in such movies as Hollywood or Bust. And, well, there.
I think there should be an awesome movie app for my new iPhone.
Cartoons.
So when we begin our movie discussions. You did? Okay. Maybe is it like right on the tip of your tongue?
No, it's gone.
Right on.
If you hold it in front of your eye teeth, maybe they can read it and see what it was.
Okay, here we go.
The silence of the universe increases daily.
Eye teeth? Come on, don't.
Nor without horror.
Wait a minute. Aren't your eye teeth artificial?
It's just funny to them.
The light of nocturnal fire.
Well, they're not going
to
be able to read. You need
the
real eye teeth.
Of the Egyptians
no.
From all sides.
I'm stuck on a cartoon.
Proclaim him.
Well, that we can imagine how big the food is going to be in this cartoon. We can imagine all the good things that are going to happen and not worry about when our face gets stuck in an electric fan or Hal puts a shotgun and blows your face, shoots you in the face with a double-barreled shotgun, and all you end up with is a charcoal-looking hideous simulacra of some ancient.
Hey, wait.
Now
it's
chanting
as the
horrible burned-out tree.
This is a denouement here.
The sound of the cymbal.
And then we got to get, what happens now is I've got to get the Overman and Chaos McKitty and Dr. Hal and all these characters into that graveyard.
Yup.
And stand in front of that Egyptology guy's grave.
Which graveyard?
I would, but these nosebleeds keep me on my back.
What's the name of the one we went to in Colma?
It's called Ye Olde Graveyard of the Many Sisters.
Are you talking about in Graveyard City?
In one specific place that has wonderful.
I really don't remember the name.
It's like
on the north side of the road. And,
Forest Lawn, right? Forest
How
Lawn.
Many dead people per capita do they have in
They've got famous ones in there. They've got Wyatt Earp. They've got all kinds of folks in there. That you'd be surprised.
Sally Stanford. But these are the ones that I like, the 20s to 40s, and they're huge and expensive. And
huge
one's an Egyptology
monuments.
One that
they
would be
like
so cool in a
Parthenon.
We could do it real fast.
Yeah.
And one's
Roman
a Parthenon.
Okay.
That's from the right angle.
Pyramid,
it's just this amazing building.
I'd like to do
angels,
that. I'd like to. Have you ever been to that one in Santa Barbara that's right there on the coast? That's like unbelievable. All the famous people buried in there. The movie stars, and it's right
whatever.
There. It's on this beautiful, it's a graveyard that's on a bluff that overlooks the ocean. These dead people have the greatest view. It's beautiful just to walk around there and look at these beautiful buildings and then see this gorgeous view that normally only dead people get to enjoy.
Dead people can't see.
The land of the dead.
Well, I can see in a metaphorical sense.
That which is binding among the dead. Yes,
like in the Disney ride where little heads are turning.
Hey, do we have to say something now? It's like my watch, there's an alarm going off now.
What?
Mistakenly,
time going by.
It's the name.
GBMA.
Then the name Abdul Al-Hazred is also a distortion.
KCFR.
The actual name of
KBFA.org.
Famed author.
Tune in now if you haven't already so you can enjoy this great discussion we're having of Arabic numerals intersecting with Michael Jordan's head.
A work of black magic, which is, of course, antithetical to the workings of
still one of my
all
favorites.
Major religions. And considered.
In Florida, it is illegal to sing in a public place while attired in a swimsuit.
How was the music to that one?
That's coming up right now. And, you know, that's my favorite Subgenius movie because that's how I imagine Bob. Exactly how I see Bob is the scene at the end where they finally break into the big chamber and they find Bob and he's all desiccated. He's dried up and with a note that says,
mummy, that's how you see Bob.
Well, I see him. Like, he starts the doomsday machine and then you find out he's been dead for 18 years.
He's just a withered mummy sitting there.
He had a little note in his hand saying, I'm sorry. And the rocket's going...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
I got to watch that again. I haven't seen that in so long. I think I'd like to watch it again.
And he got me at the 20,000 robots coming down Broadway, you know.
Oh, I loved it.
Inevitable.
I think what happened
is only as a matter of time.
I had trouble with it because I was so infatuated with the way it looked. I couldn't even keep up with the storyline.
When a Broadway baby says goodnight.
It's
early in the morning.
That was that music was from when she just pulls the cord in the future plane.
Don't
and you can go underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Until the dawn.
I want six of those.
No kidding.
Man, escape.
Now that we're getting a number of calls here at our telephone center, we're trying to ride herd on this crisis as it erupts. And here in the studio with Dr. Philo Drummond and other top flight newscasters, we will be bringing the story to you as it happens. Late breaking news suggests that this is the most momentous tale to have toddled down the turf in many a myrmidon's moon. And now, for a complete uptick on the upchuck and bull roar, I lead you by the nose ring to Dr. Philo Drummond.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And I have this announcement that in 2010, A Space Odyssey, there were more than 1,355,000, give or take 1,000, monoliths on the surface of Jupiter. In other news, we found out that only humans and horses have hymens.
It's got, like the dead Frank Poole shows up again.
Dead?
This just in Eastern Africa, you can buy banana beer. This beer is brewed from bananas.
Give me two.
The old English word for sneeze is friosen. Phenosen.
I think we need three over here.
And now, St. Stephen is the patron saint of bricklayers.
Gosh, look at that.
Tomorrow, children are poisoned most frequently by eating harmful plants. Did you know in 1980, the city of Detroit presented Saddam Hussein with a key to the city?
Religious ecstasy.
My, how things change.
Homely young martyr.
And now, back to you, Dr. Howe.
Well, it looks like a huge flaming jellyfish in the sky that even top flight boffins can't explain is going to puzzle many adversarial groups of partisan politicians in our nation's capital. And it could be that the repercussions will be felt all the way down from the federal to the state level.
Very, very unusual.
You see that?
Yes. Very good.
Amazing songage. I didn't like the movie that much, but I loved
songage. Very good. The songage was worth the movie alone.
Yeah, pretty fun. I need to do a songage project. I don't want to think about all that other stuff, you know, that other show that was going on. It's a new world now, you know.
Yes,
it
is. I could
just go back to 30 seconds ago.
This just in, a chameleon's tongue is twice as long as its body.
Would you look at that?
And now for tonight, watch our dancers.
A slurp of sorts. Oh, are they on? Well, just listen to the creaking of this ancient wheel. If you want to avoid similar things in the future, then I suggest you watch a million Godzilla movies. What the hell? Godzilla versus Megaguirus.
Megaguirus.
Huh? Megaguirus.
Really? Is it like a wrestling
name?
Megaguirus.
Wait a minute.
Megaguirus.
And with the alternative ending? Why? Yeah, I didn't even know about the regular ending. And,
is that the DVD?
The Fury of
Gojira. No, these are all just
I have that on movie.
And
actually,
the decision of
Gojira.
But I thought
I
his
found
brain
a place last year that somebody just put all those Toho films out there, and it was like, oh, I better get them.
Oh, boy, and there's even a section of pure roars at the end.
For me, it's all about the acquisition.
And it has
which number?
From 29 to 34.
I just have to say I have it, not actually
the sounds of those monsters just bellowing for all their worth. Both contestants and... they try other things. High frequency sound. There they are now.
What's the best way to get more mules?
John, this mule looks like it's going to be timed.
That mule is
old Betsy's.
That's not the mule. That's the
boat. What you got there, young fella?
That's Godzilla, but it's
that's Godzilla.
The female horse and that male donkey.
Haw, hee, haw, sir. Oh, they're coming through now.
Oh, there they are.
Well, that was actually sort of anticlimax, a relief. We're actually not to see a huge monster.
Well, here's a huge monster, I'm afraid. Flaming Tokyo.
Good Lord. And bullets don't seem to stop the thing.
That was Mega Gliro. Uh-oh, wings coming.
Yeah. See, once they get one monster.
Oh, sorry, two roars.
Yeah,
boy, the stereo is really good. It's like
humming.
It's right behind me.
They come back.
They do come back?
They come back.
Oh, there it goes. Those are the big wings.
Oh, but there they go.
Gyrus.
Spirogyrus, yes. Flying off over the horizon.
I often wonder. Those seem to get yanked pretty fast on YouTube.
Hmm.
Maybe not.
What's that?
Toho Films.
Toho Films.
Thank heavens. There'd be too many of them up.
Oh, no kidding.
But does
it's
that
not
mean
like they're
there's
not
no
easy enough to get.
War of the Gargantuas?
Okay, well, maybe I'm just imagining this all.
Is War of the Gargantuas
this whole show, this
up
whole
there?
Thing
I thought
just,
I saw
just
it there
pretend.
Once. I was just looking through, and the name War of the Gargantuas popped out at me. I didn't actually pursue it and watch the clip.
So hey, I'm having trouble trying to fill my Subgenius Film Fest theme version genre.
The theme park of
right, it's the zombie subgenre
of the future.
And I'm trying to find a TV show that had zombies in it. So I need that to fill out the
there
theme.
Must be a,
I found a cartoon that had
there
zombies.
Must be
I've got
one of them.
I've got a film with zombies in it that you've never
a cartoon.
No, it's not. It's a low budge, badly made, cheap film. But it is does have zombies walking along that
well,
you
I've
could
got,
certainly use.
See, that was the thing. I came up with a theme formula for the Subgenius Film Fest. Home theme
I'm
version.
The entire zombie
which included,
thing is rather played out.
Well,
as,
no, but
or
this
visited,
the,
as they
it doesn't
call
have
it.
To do
too
with
much.
The zombie is just one of any number of themes you can choose of subgenres of movies. The key to this whole thing working correctly is that you have to have the movie night is designed around having a cartoon, a TV series, and a feature film all in the same evening. But they all carry the same theme. So if you've got a Western cartoon, a Western TV series, and a Western feature, then you've got to have your heist movie cartoon, your heist movie TV series, and your heist movie feature.
Look,
now
cute.
I'm having trouble with the zombie subgenre. I found a zombie cartoon show, believe it or not, that where there was a zombie as one of the characters. I'm having trouble finding a zombie TV series, but there's plenty of zombie feature films. We can any number like what you're referring to, those lesser well-known, really poor quality zombie films, all the way up to the, you know, George Romero's biggest high-budget zombie
the
movies.
Last one
and
that came
course,
out, Diary of the Dead, I thought was exceptionally good.
I have that one, actually, and that
was
good.
Was able
good.
To get back to the original feeling of the original movie.
Right.
After all these variations have been coming out over the years.
And some of them were just parodies of themselves, you know. They weren't really, they were just making a mockery of the whole concept of zombies. As if you could make a mockery of something as classic as that. They've been making zombies since, zombie movies have been so popular for since the 40s.
Yes, I've got one with Mantan Moreland.
King of the Zombies.
King of the Zombies.
Yeah, that one is great. Mantan Morgan saved that whole movie.
But did you ever see I Walked with a Zombie?
Of course, I remember the title, but I don't remember the movie. I saw White Zombie and
Val Lewton, and it's sort of like Jane Eyre, but with zombies in black and white in the 1940s. But it's got a scene that where these women in a trance walk through a field and they find bizarre voodoo objects, and then there's this huge zombie,
black
guy with blank eyes. And
it's kind of ringing a bell a little bit.
Yeah, it's what, you know?
I walked with a zombie.
Monster movies
I believe
offer
I
so
do.
Much.
I do. I think I have seen that one.
So that was the whole point with the Subgenius Film Fest, is take advantage of a collection by forcing everything into this format that you would have cartoon, short, and feature.
Boy, I'd be entirely for it. In fact, if there was only some way to work a newsreel into that.
Yeah, and now they have newsreels, but it's very hard for newsreels to follow the theme. We could say we're going to eschew the theme for the newsreel because the format needs a newsreel, even if the newsreel chosen doesn't represent the subgenre that's trying to follow the theme format for that evening. You know, I mean, we're going to have the whole submarine genre.
There are too many of them, but there are some good ones, though.
You got to have the Robin Hood genre, you know, the spy genre. That sounds like Phineas Narco.
It is. He's playing his new hit, Fad World.
Streaming outward.
It's just a showstopper, man. Everything
it is. Well, the show is paying homage by not walking over his creative.
This cover is great.
I feel like someone stepped on my grave.
That's great.
A little shiver would have run through me.
I think I bought this one time because of that cover.
I bought it because they had their the song I played earlier at the beginning of the show. The Sex Made Me Stupid. The video is pretty funny.
No, this isn't the one I thought it was.
Ah, that melancholy Phineas.
Did you see the biggest film last weekend? Made a million.
Now we need the callers to call in and fill out their workshop, the evaluation forms. Please rate this show with a 1-4 scale.
Give us a call at 848-4425 in the 510 area code. That's 848-4425. And we'll be right here to answer your questions and to make sure that if you...
Please bring your forms with you.
KPFA.
Are you there yet, caller? Caller.
Or
hello, callers.
Our affiliates,
callers.
Subsidiaries.
There
and
are some
we'd
callers.
Like you to get that beef off your chest. Give us a jingle.
Hello.
That's 848-4425.
I noticed that I look of terror and ecstasy on the face of the vibraphone.
Look of terror on the vibraphone.
Amazing. These are like the mics in these space suits. Because this guy's right now about 50 miles above.
This guy here is?
Yeah. And we can hear him really well.
How did you get so far above us like that? I mean, do you have a special atmospheric pressure suit that floats above?
His orbit is elliptical around the Earth.
Was anyone up really
so early? So your apogee and your perigee.
Morning the other day
all
to
all these
see
little collars like this.
Yeah.
Beautiful conjunction of the moon and Venus.
We're down below that.
How about your instructor?
Sliver of
who was
the
your instructor
moon
in your early in
slimmest
workshop?
Bow Venus so bright in the east. Hesper rather than Vesper.
Can you say that the instructor presented the information that was outlined in the course criteria?
Like a rolling stone.
And how well did the instructor know this information? Would you give... please rate this on a scale of 1 to 4, with 4 being excellent, 3 being pretty good, 2 being not very good, and 1 being totally putrid.
I thought 3 was inflate the circus clown.
Was the circus clown receptive to comments or suggestions made by the group? Or did they simply roll over their concerns and squirt their faces with the special sauce?
Yes, indelible ink that stains and won't come out of clothing.
I'm familiar with that.
A little bit of seltzer water would have been just fine for me to wash that ink right off there.
Blitz blast the go-go.
Should this instructor be invited back? Please answer this question on a 1-4 scale.
I say he should be sent to boot camp.
press the 1 through 4 button on your telephone if you to rate this instructor. Please press buttons 1 through 4, 1 being putrid, 2 being not very good, 3 being pretty good, and 4 being excellent. Feel free to expand by pushing button 5, 6, and 8.
Or contract by going back and pushing.
Please do not push button 7. Button 7 will dump you by our automatic software.
Dumped again.
Remember, 1 through 4, or 5, 6, and 8.
It's an awesome, momentous decision, but you have to make it, and you have only a few seconds to make it.
And number 5 is to be used only in an emergency. Don't forget the special instructions about number 7, which will not be repeated until the top of the next hour.
You, but I'm going to be on tenterhooks until that information becomes public.
And me too. I will be too, Dr. Howe. I'm going to be waiting here with all of my various body parts crossed in anticipation. And not only that, I'll be providing additional comments on my form, which I've filled out to rate the instructor, because I'm very concerned that the quality of the instructors provided by our instructor provider service has diminished over the years. I think it has something to do with the input variables. Yet somehow, the quality must be improved.
That's why it's time for you to watch this instructional video. Now that you're ready for stage 12.
Do we have our instructors in the audience waiting to be instructed by this instructional video?
Now, don't obstruct the instruction from our instructors.
Look, that instructor sleeping over there. Somebody, kick his foot. Wake him up.
Obfuscating internal
toys. What? Well, how do you know? We want 100% participation.
Well, now isn't None that asking a little too
instructor
much?
Instructor obstruction will be tolerated. Did the instructor leave enough time to read the process and discuss the information? Maybe enough time to process the information in some classes, but not enough time for discussion? Whereas here, we have nothing but discussion time. We don't even think about process. We just think only about discussion. That's what happens. The process gets fractured in the process.
The matter.
It's like the process of the process is a procedure that we will no longer allow
process
to be utilized in this haphazard manner, causing the evaluation forms to be skewed.
Skewed.
How can we trust the statistics? Can't even invite the same instructor back week after
really?
Week.
What happened?
This obstruction cannot be tolerated.
He has disgraced his unit, this corps, and his God.
I think we need to demand a little better legibility on the workshop evaluation forms from our class participants.
All right.
None of that crying,
simmer
you,
down.
You little snivering
Oh,
rats.
He's a little shaver who needs a firm hand of discipline. And a few years in the army.
I'll have to just razor strop.
But we don't believe in punishing paidutics anymore.
No, we're going to sharpen our razors.
Well, you have to use your personal robot valet.
A sharp blade is a road to a clean mind and a clean shave. And how well did the instructor mix the drinks?
Well, you know, you're putting a lot on that instructor, man. He has to do everything. I mean, he's only human. How is he going to get all that
stuff?
You know,
we're going to look to the leader. Where are we going to go unless we don't look to the instructor? I mean, we have to look to someone with leadership qualities, because we're just a bunch of sheep.
And it's 421 now. Here comes the whirly bird to help the whole world.
They're flying over there.
Watch out. Get down.
They're looking for the crop.
The egg beater. The fourth chopper.
The Rescue 8? Remember Whirly Bird?
Yeah,
is it
the
Standard
Whirly
8 or Super 8?
Whirly Bird.
No, Rescue 8. I think they were an ambulance.
Yeah, they were, but
and
I,
the rest
was, I thought you liked the one about the Whirly Bird. The Whirly Birds, I remember
Whirly
that
Birds
was a very
gather
early
no
one.
Moss. No, throw no stones? No, wait a minute. Whirly
Stone
Birds.
Stone no thrones.
Well, it comes in the mail, and it doesn't leave your walls husky.
Wow.
and it will leave your arteries unburnished.
It'll leave you smelling musky and dusky.
There's only one
in Sandusky.
In Sandusky. Ah, that was inevitable. Totally inevitable.
Really?
How absurd.
It's been humming in the pan.
There we had the instructor.
Oh, it was a hummingbird.
Well, that sounded like an excellent rating to me, that number four beep that happened just there.
That one?
There's another excellent rating.
Did you beep number four?
Never mind.
It's just an artifact.
Where have you been? I've beamed and beamed.
Well, it's been a tough time recently.
From Tough Time, Arizona.
I got some email just now about enhancing my mail tool.
There you go. Tools. Now, I'm not going to bore all you good people with a whole boatload of technical tinker talk. After all you guys don't want to know what makes these contraptoids and camphanguliums operate. We don't need to know what's under the hood or take apart a tangle of technical tinker toy specifications to understand that what you're interested in as a consumer, especially where my course in success in real estate and sex is factored in, a special thing for you and your family you will cherish for the years to come. And at first it need not cost you
a
single thin dime. Afterwards you'll have to pay more and more, but for now, the first set of my collected music will be available in an envelope if money is left by the old dead tree stump in the
Newsflash. Stoners volunteer to save bankrupt hop farm.
Wow, who said bankrupt hop farm?
I'm glad they're going to save that. Almost lost.
You mean they'll make it a national historic site?
They will make it a
California's
national historic
atypical, or rather most typical, bankrupt pot farm.
Yes, they've had trouble these past few years with the money drying up like it did.
But was that entirely natural or
manifestation? You know, it's like I heard that 25% of the California economy is based on the growing of illegal plants of something.
Triumphantly outside the
tax. At least something's
structure.
Profitable in California. And now, there are the 40 most useful travel websites.
As you travel, ask us.
What could they be?
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star, the big red Texaco star.
Yeah, but Philo himself.
They didn't say
it.
Big red. They said big
Philo
bright.
Said it himself. It's trouble.
I heard him say big red.
Because if they say, remember big red, the big red drink,
and big red gum. But big those came gum. Along much later than, you know.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star, the big bright Texaco star.
Well, maybe they change it to bright to get rid of the unsavory associations
to communism. Yeah,
it's just trouble.
That's
the trouble you were talking about. Everything's trouble now. The whole thing, you know, everything.
Everything's trouble.
Man, I had a moment of trouble just as I was driving. I was going real fast. I was going fast.
This trouble.
And then I saw Johnny Law behind me go. Zoom right in on me like
the cop.
And then he's.
This was on the way to show. Here. You weren't. You were just driving, right?
Just driving like a drunk guy in 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, you're driving.
So that guy must be loaded.
I have a good time. Because nobody's on the road. You
know, so. Yeah, I do that a lot myself.
Well,
I get on the freeway. Nobody there, but tonight, for some reason, it seemed more crowded. It was like
shows. Each one of those people jump in their car at 2:30, listen to the end of the Over the Edge, and then listen to the show.
They jump in by
Jiminy.
Right
now, they're out there driving.
Then they hear.
And then their wives are all unhappy when they drive in at 5:02. Ah, show's over.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, I guess.
I think that's what it is, too.
Now, this guy's just awake. He's down there slaughtering cattle. Listen
to the show. Why are you doing that? He's just left his, he fell asleep in the car. He's laying in the car with the radio on. The saliva is
spread out in the beer vomit.
Falling out along in the beer vomit. He's mixing with the saliva on the front seat.
Show turned up all the way. Yeah, we're looking at your house right now.
Yeah. It's 1841 Warren Drive.
Okay, I'm going to look at your house.
Yes, he's out there
the opposite of the guy in
Rusty
in
Warren
Europe
Drive.
Who's really mad at me now for just saying hi. So much stuff happens on this show. It's so busy. How do I,
okay, I'm going there. I'm going to go to 1841.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. I'm going to go trouble.
I don't know if it's going to be anywhere trouble. Nearby, but...
Don't you understand?
No, I don't understand.
Either you close your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community.
Yep, trouble.
Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I take trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it.
He just lets those words just spill right out.
In my hand to go. Help you cultivate horse sense. And a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself?
Yeah, it was like Billy Graham. Sure. Convincing.
But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk line game. I say that any move can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that swamp.
1841, Warren Drive.
I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next
Oh, but wait, what state is that in?
More money in a pinchback suit. And listen to
Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah. Marion the librarian works in Iowa.
No, not that part, though. That's in Iowa? Warren Drive?
Yeah, you got that. That's it. That's right
there.
That's in Iowa? No, I gotta give you time for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But Rusty Warren Drive is...
Rusty...
Oh, I got you. Here
I looking at earlier, over down in Gary's world was a lot of... oh, man, what's that? Woody Woodbury. Do you ever see his albums? A good friend of mine's dad had all these Woody Woodbury albums. They were the first adult selling his albums.
Uh-huh.
Tried to
now we're looking at you.
What the kiddie jokes were. A lot of kiddie jokes. He'd make fun of everybody. Much like that Ask Dr. Hal show where they're really mean. And the bathroom set up so everybody has to look at you. You have to cross in front of downstage.
Over there in North Richmond.
To go to the... to go
the Doniger.
You know,
the show gets all the way over there.
And they shine a kind of lights and throw firecrackers and completely upset the neighbors.
Man, I was out there just the other day. Right by your house. On Wildcat Creek Regional
Edible
Road.
Animal Sacrifices.
Man, this is amazing. How coincidental is that?
So gird up your lungs.
I'm asking you, how coincidental is that? I need to know.
Dutch courage and go out and smite the Philistines.
Dr. Hal, do you have an answer to that question? You'll just make one up. If you don't, it'll sound like it's correct.
But you see, that's what I do.
A finely told lie is often better than the raw, horrible, uncrafted truth.
It depends upon what good the answer might
a loving, a lovingly rendered white lie, saving
I'm calling
the individual.
And that's what you're soliciting right now? You're soliciting such a prevarication?
Because I played that
violation
song.
Because you played that song. Yeah,
kind of cosmic dishonesty. Well, I've got some shreds of integrity.
That sounds like
it's one of the few songs that the Phineas Narco guy hasn't made fun of.
Yeah, Phineas Narco. I can't believe how he just makes fun of all
these. He just laughs at culture like it's a big joke.
He laughs at our culture.
Yeah.
He just thinks the culture's a joke.
Yeah. I think so. Like school's a joke.
I think you're going to have a show where like everyone talks at once.
Okay, you should. No, we already beat you to that. You have to do a parody of a show where everybody talks
at once. Oh, yeah. Then we'll do a spoof of the parody and then a sequel.
And then a making of the spoof of the parody.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll turn out to be this big success. You'll make the movie, make all the money.
Watching of the making of the spoof.
And we'll be like out here going, and then I thought we were the first guys to do where everybody talks at once.
The director's cut, the commentary of the watching of the making of the spoof of the sequel.
Adapted for Broadway, and then
we'll have a direct-to-DVD version.
Drugs
and then we'll convert it then back to a movie.
And then listen, we'll bootleg it and we'll put it on YouTube.
I don't talk to people that go to movies with their dad.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see Shrek 4 with him.
You've seen the director's app?
Your dad the might be the director's fun abdomen? To take the movies out. Yeah. Maybe he took
he's always going to the
director's abs. Abdomen. Yeah,
the director's cut. That's hot.
That's the new
it's like 270 a pound, though.
The director's, yeah, the director's.
Director's choice cut.
Well, they did have a doctor
director's
on the
sounding
cut.
Sand.
Director's stamped USDA.
Have you seen my Filipino pliers?
Yeah, well, I know where they start out with the Filipino pliers in the director's cut.
That's the way it starts.
In the director, first they start with a, just like in the old days, they start with a movie poster. And if they can get anybody like chomping at the movie poster, they make a trailer.
Really?
Yeah, or they'll have a movie like Eyeball.
Yeah, and if the trailer
works.
You
remember Eyeball?
Yeah.
Did you see Eyeball?
It is what you think it is.
Right, that's the slogan. It is. The slogan was, it's about just what you think it's about.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Do you remember The Crawling Eye?
Yeah, I've got that in
crawling
my collection.
You have the crawling
VHS tapes.
I have the making fun of that movie. And,
the making of the crawling. MST.
Crawling Eye.
Mistake.
So they gave that their treatment, huh? The crawling eye they didn't like?
Yes, and Zontar.
Man of Planet.
Zontar was probably much better. In the Mystery Science Theater.
What was that movie with the giant spider that was saying, my home, as it crawled back to its cave?
As it crawled back to its home. That is, of course, Earth versus the Spider.
Oh, Earth versus the Spider, yeah.
My home.
He told me to go home, and I'm going home to my home.
I'm on my way home.
Hey, who was it who had the bright idea of having a show with everybody talking at the same time?
I don't know.
Was that puzzling evidence?
Mobius rectus in propter.
Underneath the floorboards.
Mobius rectum.
Yeah, the body say that on beneath the floorboards.
Because everything comes true. If you
when are you going to come visit the show?
Well, I got a laptop. I can come up and we can mix some sounds.
You should do that sometime.
Yeah.
We always have an open
the mystic mud
studio here.
Well, they're having Fanime in downtown San Jose.
That right?
And somewhere. And
Santa May show up, right?
What is Santa May?
Santa May show up?
So there's going to be lots of furries.
Or Daisy May.
Walking around here.
Plushy world.
Yeah.
So where is that? Just all over town?
It's at the convention center. Big convention center.
What is it now?
Fanime Con, I think it's called.
Anime?
Fanime.
Oh, Fanime. You get it now?
They like Fannie Mae loans. You're going to get a loan from Fannie Mae.
You'll be alone, all right.
There'll be a loan there.
No, it'll be wild. That'd be a
You'll
fun
be alone
place to go
with a lot of people. Yeah, that would be good. When is that, this weekend?
Yes.
It's not
great.
The strong end.
I'll come up to the show. I do show.
Dreary music.
When are you having a long show?
Frank Belknap long show or a Max Freedom long show?
That would be hard to know. And you're right. It would be better to drive that far Michael when Pepe, you know you have a long show.
Yes.
When you're
those
driving
are sort
in
of
your
serendipitous
car,
in terms of the puzzling evidence acquisition aspect.
Chewing helps you stand the
man who wears the star
anytime
in
or any place.
Don't get me started on Janer.
No, we won't.
Okay.
Don't talk about Janer.
Don't mention Janer.
Have you seen Janer lately?
Looking at the head of you making the doll again and thinking about doing
it. I heard he has.
Put that up there.
Yeah, it's got some funny stuff.
Put that up there. Edit it so that it sounds like he's the Nazi making me do it.
That's what we did at the time. That's how we shot it. That's
the way we shot it.
I was interviewing you as you worked for the man.
Yeah. You should put it up there. That'd be hilarious.
He's got the power over people. He can just show up and make them do stuff like that.
Yeah, he has charisma. He even did that to me one time.
Yeah.
How do you grow half a beard? I mean, you have to really think about it, you know?
How do you grow half a beard?
Yeah.
You grow a full beard and shave half.
Oh, okay.
That's the secret.
Half a beard, half a beard.
That's what Man Ray did that.
Half a beer.
Man Ray was into that.
Yeah, I got it.
And of course, yeah, John Zorn did that.
Simile.
I had had a friend who was in John Zorn's music instruction class, and he had a half of a beer the whole time.
Hello?
Yeah, I've seen someone who had a mustache on one side of their face and a beard on the other half.
Somebody says that at one point. Hello. You know, you can't say hello.
I say hello.
It's absurdly obvious.
Yeah, it's right there in the script, and one of the characters says it out loud. Hello? Like, what?
The obvious.
Was it in
that?
It was in the script.
No, it's in Star Trek.
Stephen Hammond film.
Oh, yes. I wanted to ask you about the new Star Trek movie and what you thought of it.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was fun watching the Kirk develop, and it was, I kept thinking how amazing it was to have all that weight on you being the Spock.
Yeah. Or the McCoy did really well,
I thought.
You mean all, weight in terms of...
Just like 30 years of people like, you better be the right Spock.
I thought Chekhov was really good.
He did a great job.
I'll kick your butt.
Exactly. But wasn't it like Star Wars, basically?
We're not looking for
any... Yeah, that's what I thought of, too. It reminded me of the whole development
he's like
of the...
looking wistfully off into the distance and...
Yeah.
You know, and
he's
the farm.
He's looking at the Death Star,
Who was looking off into the distance?
The farm boy, the Kirk farm boy at the beginning, and then he blasts off from the plant.
He's like Luke, you know, he's like...
He's more like a criminal. He's like... steals cars and wrecks them, and the cops are chasing him.
I thought that was.
Don't tell me anymore. I haven't seen it yet.
Sabotage.
I'm not listening. I'm not listening. I'm not listening. I'm not listening. I'm putting my fingers in my ears. I'm going. Are you through talking about
funny
the new movie now?
Funny Chinese love.
And then it turns out that the butler was actually responsible.
Cracked magazine has a good article about how the Terminator series makes no sense.
Oh no!
Yeah, and they spoil
the really
whole
bums me down.
That bums me out.
Boy, they really know how to hurt a guy.
Yeah,
right where it hurts.
That's one thing I always demand of my Hollywood productions, that they must make perfect sense.
Yeah, especially the time travel movies. They must always make perfect sense.
They don't make sense. Yes. I mean, it's like when I walk in, usually when I get my ticket, I tell the person selling me the ticket that if this movie doesn't make sense, I'm going to come get my money back.
I actually learned my...
and then you have to argue with them about the certain plot points. And,
right, and they're always saying, no, you can't say that didn't make sense, sir. And I said, yes, I can. I can say anything didn't make sense if I want to. And it's like then we get in this philosophical discussion of what does sense even mean, you know?
Well, we have to take apart this... esophagus.
We get this...
the roughage of knowledge.
We get special comments by etymological specialists from...
cinematography.
The future.
And then they have to,
Mayfield, Dean Wielding in the American Society.
They come in to tell us what we know already and how well we know it.
They come in and suspend
I don't know.
Then we have to fill out the workshop evaluation forms again and rate the instructor and all that stuff. It's all like it's a feedback loop.
Fill your heart with love today. Don't play that game with time.
But you start talking about this or that, and the next thing you know, everybody knows.
It'll make you stupid.
Right. But the Terminator movies are really about this.
It's gotten some bad notices, but it also got an entire page full of quotable blurbs of glowing notices and people saying, it'll blow you away!
The one thing I notice when anything comes out is that somebody likes it and somebody doesn't. Have you ever noticed that? About things? Happen that... some people like them and some people don't. And there's some people that make a living not liking things. It's important that
the audience
they don't
listening.
Like it. Because if they liked it, then they have to go over to a place where they don't make as much money.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, too, that like no matter who you are, there's always someone in life that doesn't like
you. Yeah, if you have to put your happiness in someone
little
else's
voices
pocket.
In a box.
You put your happiness in someone else's pocket.
You have to put your happiness in a little tiny speaker where these guys are talking.
And the bigger the world gets, the more there are people that don't like you.
Absolutely.
Hey, my ride here.
And then once they find out who you are, and they actually know
you
for a little while, then
Tuesday.
They don't like you even more.
Yeah, but the good thing is that you can go around and take it all personally and, like, drive yourself into a nervous breakdown.
Right, and then you can get in trouble, drive a car, get road rage, crash into a school bus full of kids.
I had nothing to do with that.
God, man.
I was nowhere near there.
You could be headed. So. You could drive into. Right? I think the better thing to do would be to drive to the shopping mall till you find that place that's called Beard Papa.
Then shop to
beer. There's a beer country right downstairs from me.
Oh, those things are, should be against the law.
They're horrible. I mean, you can't even eat those things.
Well, I mean, that's the problem.
I
don't have any problem eating it. That's why I think they should be outlawed.
Well, you get them all over your clothes. You get, like, the cream falls out of the cream puff, and then you got powdered sugar, you know.
Bury your face in Papa's beard.
Yeah.
Like in a
Come
cartoon.
Come home to Papa.
I thought it was going to be like a human.
Come home to Emo.
Come rest in the bosom of Abraham.
Beard, you know,
Come
home to be Emo. Like a big beard, and you just like go and pick the food out of the beard and eat, you know.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend whose philosophy was if he ever got real hungry, he would just make beard soup.
Well, there you go.
Just dip his beard in the pot of boiling water and then cook it for a little while, and there was always enough residual food value left, not to mention the protein of a few fleas and...
The residuals are in, and now we get to...
There are. And so the increment change and the growth happens.
I have many tales to...
Hello, caller.
Yes, what's Uma Sumac's real name?
What's the email video name?
Uma Sumac.
Oh, her real name was Uma Sumac.
Uma Sumac.
Spelled with a Y, yes.
No, it was Amy Camus.
No. That internet.
Backward.
Yeah. Oh, nobody thought of that before. Amazing.
That's pretty clever, caller.
That's been...
It's totally, true.
It's okay, been totally it's debunked.
I grew up with her.
Yeah, I know. She had you're old enough, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you grew up with her.
Yeah, I know.
But did you date Kirk's mom?
Yeah, did you date Kirk's mom?
Kirk's mom.
That's the important thing.
A real milk, huh?
I didn't
Amy
like
Sumac. Amy Sumac. Emma Camus.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
A topic.
There's Emma now.
She killed the show.
I like her. I think she advances the show.
I think
no one knows what to say because we're just listening to this great...
Now someone turned us on this path. When you mention Uma Sumac pretty soon, that's what's going on here. Uma Sumac, voice of the X Band.
So where did you guys grow up?
What is it, what?
Well, he grew up with Uma Sumac.
That was nail polish down at the
I can't, too much.
Gary suggests we start a new band.
Well, don't say what the band's name is, because that will, you know...
He suggested we call it Blood Blisters.
That song was based on a Cro-Magnon skinning chant.
I always wanted to promote the name Blood Bong.
Blood Bong, I like that.
Yeah.
How about this one? Lazy Head.
I like Fist Witch.
Dark Wind.
Dark Wind.
Well, that's as long as you have plenty of toilet.
That is a good one.
Fist
How about Witch Brown Witch Smell?
Well, there you go. You see, Philo, the irrepressible. He has fountains, wells of humor, which can never be capped.
It's
time to introduce contrary motion into the proceedings. Even this late in the day, we still have to have some eye out for parliamentary procedure.
That's right.
I'm going to turn the chair over to the floor now, unless we want to table the motion.
The table has floor, doctor.
Turn the chair upside down over to the floor.
Or we could shelf the...
Oh, look, man.
Let's just shelf the whole concept.
I love those old jokes.
Yeah, let's... we'll put it in the freezer. We'll come back in 100 years.
After 100 years, who will care? You can run it up the flagpole and see the salute.
Did you see the that new series on the History Channel about life after people?
Life.
No, I did. It didn't interest me at all.
Oh, really?
It shows how the world falls apart after all.
What do I care? I'm not going to be there.
Our rapture.
That's the point, though. I mean, you get to be there without.
Maybe you'll be the only one who's left. While
I don't
want to
be there without me there. I mean, what fun would it be if I'm not there?
I don't know.
See, people forget about that. If you're not there, what do you care about being there for? Why don't you just be there? You know? Well, I mean, that'd be the point. Why don't you just be there instead of going through this convoluted process of imagining what it's like to not be there?
Oh, what about the road?
What about the biscuits?
Well, the show shows
that... It's all about
that,
the road. That's the point. It's about the road,
nothing could be better
else.
For the world than for the humans to disappear.
The being there part is about the road.
I think we're going to see more movies about... No,
it all dissolves into gray goo.
This
is where my bookmarks come in handy.
Grey goo.
Grey
goo. Philo's miracle cure for assholes.
The road goes ever, ever on out from the door where it began.
This elixir has been brought...
You can't say that on the air.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't?
Maybe you can pick it.
I think you can. That's not one of the regular words.
You can mention elixir or...
No.
Elixir, yeah.
You can mention the elixir. Yeah, you can mention the elixir.
Elixir features
you and I. Well, what else does he do?
Spirits
what?
Gods that used to share this earth with
somewhere. Man. Oh yeah, the old band name list. There it is. So old it is new.
Gorgons, hydras, and chimeras.
Everything old is new again.
Again.
Ghoulies and ghosties and long-leggedy beasties and things that go boom.
And how did you get that?
Oh, we're not going to hear the laugh, are we?
No.
No way.
But we might. I think we should think of some more band names.
Okay, Blood Blister.
The Electric Baboons.
Did you say Blood Blister? We already thought of that.
Oh, okay, yeah. What about...
But you can vote on that one in your evaluation form.
Iceman's Johnson.
Yeah, Iceman's Johnson.
Terry Cough Lobster.
There you go.
Two-Bit Turtle.
How about Almost Drunk? That brought the show to a complete stop.
No. I'm over here.
An imperfect circle. Oh, no. What is this you're playing?
Always kind of like music. Armchair quarterbacks.
I know. It's too... You know, what happens if everything just crams together?
What you gonna do with all that junk?
Arm back quarter chairs.
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my heart.
Well, this sounds
my
good.
My
no reason to be bitter.
My heart, my heart, my heart. My lovely little mouth. Check it out.
You ought to hear Alanis Morissette do this song. It's hilarious. It is. It's really, really funny when she does it. She does it in her angst-ridden style.
Right,
how about Ball of Bishops?
Rutabaga Monica.
Oh, yeah.
The tumescent turnip.
Now, she can say it, but I can't say it.
Oh, different
That's
words.
Right, you can't.
Different
well,
words
that gives us pause.
Yeah, just hold on there for
Cat's
a while.
Cat's paws. Cat got your tongue. Cat eyes. That's the tail of it. The Kit Kat's
cat
tail.
Got your tongue.
And I'm the king of the cats.
Well, I'll be up there sometime.
Okay, yeah, come on up.
Yeah, I'll bring...
Come on up.
We'll bring a bucket of Fisher tissues out.
Get a bucket
out.
Of chicken.
Bucket of phlegm.
Well, you can't say that. You can say bucket of Fisher tissues.
A bucket of chicken legs.
And we'll discuss that Flemish tapestry afterwards.
Oh, wait, I could sing
a bucket of chainsaws was always a favorite.
Yeah, you can.
Dueling chainsaws in the dark.
He writes the links that songs the same as the day they
feel. I wanted to talk briefly and say hello.
No, you know, of course. I mean, what? Come on.
You know, it seems I've been here before.
This is like the emo anthem hour.
The emo hour, yeah. We're really into that.
On a lonely...
What is the emo hour? Did I miss that?
No, we're into emo music.
Emo?
Where we emote emotional emotions.
And so, my fellow Americans, pass... not.
How about the celibate satyrs? That's a good one.
The squirt guns.
Is that anything like the
The polymorphous polyps. Grunthor.
Performing a Mayans with the Buddhist
Banbury Cross Ridge. The Tornado Riders.
Wait a minute, Station.
How about Condemnation? That's a good one.
How about Obama Nation?
The Odeon Cocaine All Star.
How about Phineas Nation?
KLIF Bulletin.
Phineas Nation.
Dallas, three shots were fired at the motorcade of President Kennedy today near the downtown section. KLIF News is standing up to report. We will have further reports. Stay tuned.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You've got the Kirby Prize this time, whereas last time you got the Kirby Prize.
Always probable that that
would be easy when you have Dick Cratchit in a subject or a box.
Wait, you know what's going to happen?
That's the reason it happened in the first place. It's not enough to countermand the flow of time. You have to change far greater number of characters.
Right.
And we'll have the listening of the making of.
So what else? I mean, is something
the listening of the making of the sound of the play?
Of Phineas Gargan's song on the show of K-Tribe.
You know, Beer Soup is not a bad band name either, but it has to be like ZZ Top.
Yeah, you have ZZ Top and Beard Soup.
Colin.
Cups. We had a band called The Cups. Did you say The Cups?
Stalin.
Oh, Stalin. I thought you said The Cups.
How about Pollen?
How'd that happen? Stalin and The Cups don't sound anything alike.
Beats Me, but I said...
Beats Me, that's a good name for a band.
What about, like, double bills of bands, like Pink and Hole and...
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be good. Yeah, interesting double bills.
Yeah.
Gotta work on that one. Interesting double bills. I'm gonna do that.
There was a nightmare.
That's a good one.
Piled one on the other.
To the gravesite comes death's great retinue.
Boy, you kids today are the greatest. And I gotta tell you, I'm behind you, wonderful, lovable kids, 100%.
I don't know about this affectation with Bob Hopes.
Bob is our only hope.
Bob.
Jesus is our... is our only hope.
Oh, but this song makes me feel so sad.
It always makes me feel sad.
I think it's something about that particular choice of melodic structure. It's called, when they check it out of the library, it's called sad.
Yeah.
And you just check it out of the sound library and you plug it into your song.
You put it in
automatically
your iPod.
Okay,
I'm doing that.
Long
that buzzing.
You, like, walk around downtown and just get really, really depressed.
Yeah, your tears streaming down
your
face.
Depressed. You're out enjoying fresh air on God's green earth. What
without even looking
at
the lights are changing.
Remember,
people
the Lord
are trying to
only
dodge you. You're just shooting the finger
up
at them.
Being snatched
even
down
if you
into
see
the
him at all,
flaming pit of hell at any second.
Through
it's
your,
just that
only the grace
tears
of
streaming
God
down
keeps
your face.
You from this terrible fate.
The blood streaming down your face?
No, the tears. Because you're just crying.
Yeah, but the blood would give you something to cry about.
Waiting for the day they feel good.
Well, that's true.
Might as well have a reason that you're going to be depressed.
It might make you feel better, actually. And Dr. Balsack is in here twice, and I don't think that's right.
What's that disease that makes you sweat blood out of the pores of your skin?
Oh, that's crucifixophobia.
That's what Jesus did, right?
Course,
in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Ebola. Ebola. Jesus did weep blood, and then, of course, it was the plague.
He sweated blood,
against
too.
Against which Prince Prospero shut
Ebola,
himself up in his
Ebola, that's
castle.
What we need.
He
the
didn't
red
just, he
death.
Sweated blood because he was such intense...
I sweated blood when I worked over those income tax returns. I gotta tell you.
How about the Ernest Bastards?
The Ernest Borgnine.
That's a good one. The Ernest Bastards.
Society.
Oh, from that movie that's coming out about the Inglorious Bastards.
Oh yeah. The Nazi family.
Misspelled.
It might be a little violent.
They are partisan fighters in the woods against the Wehrmacht.
Here's
in the
one
last
for you.
Days of the war.
Elephant's breath.
somebody open the window. And for the kiddies, we have buckets and buckets of Poodle Piddle, America's favorite soft drink. So come on down at the base of the Drive-In Theater screen. It's Kiddyland. People forget about Bud and Sis for the duration of the feature and
the swings,
it slide on the slides, and twist and twiddle on the unicorn merry-go-round. After dark, it's the snack bar and total immersion in the Baptist Tide Pool.
That's a good one.
All six cheers to a carload at the
Suicide
Morning Drive-In Theater Experience. In sense around Rumble-Rama and
we're still doing a show somewhere in the world right now. The moment you think about it.
I'm twittering the show right now.
It tickles.
I'm perusing the webpage www.quiveringbrain.com where I can find downloads of the show in various forms, links to even back to kpfa.org where the show's archived for like 2 years.
I'm perusing
Where can I get some
dark wind?
Excellent.
Somebody
and don't forget to go to www.youtube.com/puzzlingevidencetv.
Stop slashing.
www.alloneword.com.
All right, now we've exchanged those URLs. Perhaps you'll tell me if you've been seeing any
www.youtube.com/follow.
That's all fine and good.
But all one word is not an ordinary
aircraft. The way it moved.
What about all dot one dot word dot?
It had dots all over it and flashing lights of some kind. But the strangest thing about it all was...
My Judy Whacker.
What's the matter with credit? Why, it's old-fashioned. Charlie, you're an anvil salesman. You're referring to credit? Ignore anybody else.
River City, next station stop. River City, next.
Cash for the merchandise. Cash for the button hooks.
Cash for the cotton goods. Cash for the hard goods.
Cash for the fancy goods. Cash for the soft goods.
Cash for the noggins and the piggins and the perkins.
Cash for the hogshead cask and jemmy jar.
Cash for the crackers and the pickles and the fly paper.
Look, what do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk?
Where do you get it?
What do you talk?
You can talk, you can talk. You can bicker, you can talk. You can bicker, bicker, bicker. You can talk, you can talk. You can talk, 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 talk. Bicker, bicker, bicker. You can talk all you want, but it's different than it was.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. But you gotta know the territory.
Shh, shh, shh. Why, it's the Model T Ford made the trouble, made the people want to go, want to get up and go.